I think it was in high school. It was like a lit class, and like even though I enjoyed reading, I felt like I couldn't grasp what the author was saying. And then in class, I had difficulty translating it, you know, when they ask you, what's your opinion? And so, yeah, I think that was the most memorable experience. So then, like, I spent some time, like, after that right now, I think it's more accessible to me. I think I have, like, my own say on the writing. So I think, yeah.
And what kinds of literature do you like? I mean, what kind of things do you like to read?
Oh, so I've been reading since I was very young. I read a lot of children's books, young adult books, mostly girly fiction, and then right now I read more nonfiction. Yeah, like I only read nonfiction now.
So what would be one of your more memorable reading experiences in English?
I used to read a lot of Enid Blyton. Yeah, like I read like many of books, yeah.
Like, do you have a favorite character? I'm just curious.
No, I think the beauty and also I guess about Enid Blyton books are that the characters are quite similar in the sense that like if you enjoy like one story, you can be assured that you enjoy the other story. So I don't think there are any distinct characters in my mind.
When you're reading Enid Blyton, do you get the feeling like you're part of this like little club in the English countryside or something?
Yes, because they always talk about apples and always talk about like supper, like stuff like that. I think it's really interesting. And also I used to read a lot of Roald Dahl. I think, yeah, it was one of my favorite artists as well.
Well, there's kind of like chalk and cheese with Enid Blyton and Roald Dahl,
yeah,
though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really good, yeah.
And when you say these days that you like to read nonfiction, what kinds of books are you reading?
I read about economics and finance.
It's hardly what some people call bedtime reading, though.
No, I read purely for like educational purposes. Just want to know more.
So how about in the future? How do you imagine using English?
I think in high school, English was to all of us more like how we can improve it, how we can build up vocabulary. But I think once you get older, I think it sort of plateaus from there. And I think I'll just continue using the way I use it now. I probably won't seek to improve it further. I think I'll just use it as a means to learn stuff, but I won't like look up new words that I could use in my daily vocabulary.
Actually, you have a kind of like a good war chest of languages when you think about it for ASEAN, because you have Malay and also Cantonese as well. So how do you imagine using all of those languages in the business environment?
I cannot use Malay and Chinese in a business environment. That's an issue. Because I speak them conversationally only. Yeah, so but English is like the only language I can use.